WFXX.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox in College.
Yeah, that really is rain out there. Holy mackerel. Welcome to a gray, rainy Tuesday. Otherwise, not that bad. And welcome to Let's Talk here for a Tuesday morning program. Scott Giese with you. I assume my buddy Jeff Byers will be joining us here in just a little bit. I did hit some thick traffic on the way into the studio this morning. Actually, I got behind a big, ugly, dirty dump truck. And I had my vents open to get some air. And, you know, sometimes we talk about pollution. All right. Now, a lot of talk in recent times about pollution, CO2 and so on. No, good old fashioned pollution is belching black smoke out of a big truck. And I got behind this dude this morning and he's going slowly. Okay. And he's belching out the black smoke. I'm like, okay, let's close the vents because, yeah, that's a little too thick. That's pollution. CO2, yeah, we could get into that argument again. Maybe we'll save that for later on. In the meantime, welcome to a Tuesday morning program. We have an open line program, a lot of heavy subjects to tackle. Yeah, we may actually stay away from more of the lighthearted stuff because there's so much heavy stuff. So we'll stick around with that. Again, this morning I was a little surprised. All right, I took my guy Domino out early this morning to do his biz. And I look over and there's a small water puddle on the driveway of my house. There's a small water puddle there. And I'm like, what's that? Just for a moment, I'm thinking, is something leak or something? Oh, wait a minute. Look around. Not a lot of rain. Now, Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, he told us this yesterday. Hey, look to tonight into tomorrow. Now, that would have been last night into today. Okay. Sure enough, there it is. We're going to get some light rain today. Tomorrow. Thursday. Probably won't amount to much. All right. But stay tuned for that. Where is he? All right.
Here.
He's here. Okay. We'll get him in his seat here in just a little bit. Joe also did mention Saturday for the football game, looking great. All right. If you're going to the game, Penn State, Oregon, we'll have plenty of talk on that. Weather for the whiteout. No, it won't be snowy, but it'll still be great. All right. There we go. All right. We're going to do what we like to call the ceremonial chair switch.
Oh, don't go anywhere, folks. This is a lot of fun. Really, honest to goodness,
as I switch over to this mic over here.
Ah, there we go, the ceremonial chair switch. Ta-da!
Arr. Traditions are important, all right? You need to have traditions. All right, what did the little guy do this time?
No, this one's on me. Just ridiculousness. Phone line is open, available for your use at 814-954-7266. If you wish to weigh in on, well, just about any doggone thing you'd like, we will take your ideas, if you have them, on what should be done with the property at the Rockview State Prison. What would you like to see done there? How would you like to see that land utilized moving forward? And we will take your predictions on both the football game itself Saturday night. You can give us a score prediction, Penn State versus Oregon. And you can also give us your prediction for who will be the guest picker on ESPN's game day. And with any or all of the aforementioned issues, you can give us separately, if you'd like, if you think they are separate. Hey, this is what I think is going to happen with that prison land, but this is what I think should happen. This is what I think the score will be, but this is what I wish it would be. Or this is who I think the guest picker will be, but this is who I think it should be, if any of those are different than what you think will occur. Again, phone line is open, 814-954-7266. You don't have to just stick to those three discussion points by any stretch. If there's something happening out there that you would like to let us know about, I know Chefs on Stage was held last night. If you want to weigh in on anything that either has occurred or that is upcoming and you'd like to let the audience know about, by all means, a wonderful use of the airwaves. And you can give us a ring at 814-954-7266.
All right, I'm going to play dumb here because I do it really well.
Hey, that's my job.
No, that's my job.
What are you doing taking my job for me?
I'm terribly sorry. I honestly, I do not watch Game Day. I just don't. All right?
If it's
Saturday morning, a big soccer fan. I like English soccer. Saturday morning is all about English soccer. If I'm watching TV on a Saturday morning, that's what I'm probably watching. Now, here's my question. Do they announce in advance who the guest picker is, or does the person just show up?
Often it does leak out.
Well, it leaks out.
Yeah.
So they don't officially say, the guest picker this week is so-and-so. They don't do that.
Not normal.
Okay. All right. So we'll probably know by Friday, I guess. All right. There we go. I still think it's, I mentioned this yesterday, I think it's either Pommel Horse Guy. That poor kid, he's got to be known as Pommel Horse Guy the rest of his life.
I think he's okay with
Steven Nedorosic, who's a terrific young man from Penn State. Or Guy Gadowski. I don't know. I'm still leaning toward Guy Gadowski. I still think it's going to be him. Now, I got nothing to go on, just a hunch. All right, so if you've got a thought on, again, either who it will be or who it should be, yeah, Sue Paterno. did I let that out? So whatever you think is perfectly fine. All right, yes, there are so many heavy subjects. Oh, for goodness sakes, we just mentioned a few. What do we do with Rockview? And the folks in charge are already, I'm sure, brainstorming away, like, okay, what are we going to do here? And some of the other stuff. Oh, boy, Jimmy Kimmel's back on tonight. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, well, that...
That
can't be right.
What do you mean?
Well, the government prevented him from... they quelled free speech. He wouldn't be allowed on the air. Donald Trump prevented him from having that opportunity.
No, that's not right.
I read it on Facebook. A bunch of my friends said I thought Republicans were free for free speech, and here we have Jimmy Kimmel being silenced by the president.
Okay, no.
What is going on here?
No.
Almost like it was complete BS yet again from the liberals.
What does BS stand for? Okay.
How many times, in all honesty, if you are a so-called middle of the roader, how many times are you going to be lied to before you say to yourself, self, you know, I can't help but notice this party keeps spewing garbage. At some point, like, you've got to say to yourself, maybe I shouldn't believe everything they say.
Well, okay. But he's back on tonight. Uh-huh. Well, he's sort of back on tonight.
In the markets that want him back on, he will be on.
I mean, this whole thing is, I'm a bit of a media geek, all right? It's fascinating just to see how this whole thing has played out, and there's different elements coming from different directions and all this sort of stuff. If somehow you haven't heard this story from the past week, you are really living in a cave, all right? And that might not be a bad thing. Jimmy Kimmel is one of the late-night TV hosts, very political. I mean, absolutely 100%. And on his show, I guess this was a week ago, he made some allegations that are just 100% unfounded about the Charlie Kirk shooting. That, you know, here's who this guy really is, not Charlie Kirk the shooter. Here's who he really is, and they're trying to... Totally unfounded. Totally inaccurate. If Jimmy Kimmel had taken the time to go talk to some ABC News reporters, they would have told him so. No, that, what you're saying is, like, way wrong. It's totally inaccurate. Didn't matter. He spewed was last Monday night. He spewed anyway. And next
yeah,
day,
but it was funny. He's a comedian.
Yeah, it was a hilarious.
He's just
hilarious
making,
stuff. So a lot of people complained after he spewed, and the brass from ABC, and actually Disney owns ABC. All right, so they called him. You know, called him not on the carpet. They called him in, I guess Tuesday last week, essentially saying, "What the heck are you doing?" And allegedly, multiple stories last week said, at that point, Kimmel pretty much dug in his heels and said, I'm not changing anything. I'm not apologizing. He probably threw the freedom of speech crap in there. In fact, I may expand on this. And at that point, probably it was Bob Iger, who was the CEO of Disney. So he's like the head honcho. When he probably heard that, he said, okay, you're benched. All right, have a seat. And, of course, outrage. Oh, my gosh. Freedom of speech. Again, First Amendment, First Amendment, First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Nothing to do with what he said was completely inaccurate and way out there. All right? Okay, freedom of speech is nice, but you go on air and you say stuff like that, of course people are going to react, and they're going to react badly, which is what happened last week. So he gets benched. Now, since then, of course, all the back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. All right, Donald Trump gets involved. FCC is involved. Bob Iger is involved. Companies that own TV stations get involved. Now, here's where this is interesting tonight. All right, folks, Scott here. I'm sorry. The only time I'm watching television at 11:30 at night is if it's probably a sports game. All right, so, you know, the Steelers are on Monday Night Football. Or Thursday Night Football, or Penn State, you know, with Oregon Saturday night. That game will probably go till maybe 11 o'clock, all right, before it's finally finished. That's probably, the only time I'm watching late night TV. Otherwise, I go to bed, okay? I haven't watched Saturday Night Live since I can't remember when. I just, not interested. Saturday night by 11 o'clock, I'm normally out. Same thing with the weeknight TV. I haven't watched that stuff since Johnny Carson and Jay Leno. Now, maybe it's because it was Johnny Carson and Jay Leno. Then in comes, I mean, this whole stuff, you could say it started with David Letterman. All right, David Letterman comes in and he starts getting very edgy, you know, and David Letterman, well-known political liberal, he starts injecting some of that into his show. And then here come his proteges, Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel and probably some other ones. And they've been, if you will, dominating late-night TV. Now, I say dominating. There are a number of stories here in the past week. The ratings numbers for these guys are not very good. They're just not, okay? But doesn't matter. They keep plowing forward. One of these companies that owns a lot of television stations is called Sinclair. Another one is called Nexstar. And there are some other ones out there, too. They own individual TV stations, like, all over the country. So tonight, all right, Jimmy Kimmel's show is on ABC. The local ABC channel here would be WATM, which is based out of Altoona, Johnstown, 23. All right, I don't know if anybody follows channel numbers anymore or not. 23. Sinclair announced last week, hey, we object to what Kimmel said. We are not airing his show on our ABC stations. They were going to pull it. Now, ABC sort of said, okay, we're pulling it for everybody. Poof, there it is. Now, yesterday, okay, we're going to bring Kimmel back Tuesday night. Sinclair yesterday essentially wasted no time saying, we haven't changed our minds. We're not airing this guy. So here in our local TV market, I'm not sure. Maybe we can look it up. I'm not sure what they're going to have on at 11:30 tonight. But apparently, unless something changes today, it's not going to be Jimmy Kimmel. Now, with streaming today and all this stuff, can you find another station? I'm sure you can. Now, if it's just regular straight TV, you may not see anything tonight. I don't know. We'll check in the morning. We'll check tonight. We'll check in the morning, and then we'll see what happens. Now, ABC, they're really caught between a rock and a hard place here. They really are. Because, excuse me, the big question right now is, okay, what's Kimmel going to say tonight? Well, he's pretty much has two directions to go in. If he comes out and apologizes tonight for what he said last week being so factually wrong, all right, I have to imagine that the audience for his show, probably politically liberal, all right, no surprise. If he comes out and apologizes tonight, I would assume those people are going to boo, boo. They're going to boo. Okay, well, you don't want that.
No.
If he comes out tonight and essentially picks up where he left off a week ago, then, you know, all the political conservatives are going to like, yep, see, there he goes. There it goes again. All right, we're out of here. Sinclair is going to say, yep, we were right with our decision. We're not airing that show anymore. We'll tell our affiliates to air something else. All right? So ABC, and I don't see a middle ground between these two. All right. Again, folks, this is what drives me a little crazy about these late night shows. This is not the old days. I came across a quote from Johnny Carson. Now, Johnny Carson is still the absolute gold standard when it came to late night television. Now, Johnny was the Tonight Show host for, I think, 30 years. 30 very successful years before he finally retired, and then Jay Leno took over for a bunch of years, okay? But there is a clip. Johnny Carson did an interview for 60 Minutes. Now, this was, I believe, back in 1979, so not anytime soon, back in 79, which would have been roughly in the middle of Johnny Carson's tenure with The Tonight Show, roughly smack in the middle. And I think Mike Wallace, great broadcast journalist, I think he asked the question in the clip, you know, Johnny, why don't you, you know, talk about more, politically involved things on your show? And this is what Johnny told him. I actually wrote this down word for word. This is what Johnny told him. He said, now, keep in mind, this is 1979, all right? He says, tell me the last time Jack Benny, Red Skelton, any comedian used his show to do serious issues. Now, for those old enough to remember, Jack Benny had a TV show, Red Skelton had a TV show many years ago. You know, back in the 60s and 70s, that wasn't unusual. If you were a popular comedian, you probably had a television show. Or popular entertainer, you had your own television show. So the Osmonds had a TV show. The Captain and Tennille, remember them? They had their own television show for a while, and so on. And so Johnny says, you know, if you're a comedian, using your show to do serious issues, he says, that's not what I'm there for. Can't they see that? So in other words, there were people in the late 70s saying, hey, you should be talking about the tough issues. And Carson's like, no. All right, continuing, he says, why do they think that just because you have a Tonight Show that you must deal in serious issues? All right, again, I'm reading. That's a danger. It's a real danger. Once you start that, you start to get that self-important feeling that what you say has great import. And, you know, strangely enough, you could use that show as a forum. You could sway people. And I don't think you should do that as an entertainer. Thank you, Johnny Carson. These late night shows are not entertainment anymore. They're political commentary shows. And that's why I stopped watching them, goodness, ages ago. All right? It's not entertainment. And they wonder maybe why their ratings are tanking. All they've got to do is take a look at the crap they're putting on television. That's it. All right, Jimmy Kimmel's pissed off over half the country, okay, that are politically conservative, that they know better, and they see this guy spewing. Same thing with Colbert, or whatever he pronounces his name. As you can tell, I don't think much of that guy. Same deal. He's a political commentator. Now, if he wants to be a political commentator, fine. Go on CNN. Go on MSNBC. All right? If you're a political commentator in the other direction, go on Fox News. Right, great, wonderful. Not the main channels, when I think most people tuning in, they just want to be entertained. All right, Johnny Carson was funny, And you could be a liberal, you could be a conservative, you could be a moderate, you could be whatever. Johnny Carson was funny for everybody. And occasionally he would take a poke at a Democrat, and occasionally he'd take a poke at a Republican, and then he'd move on to other funny stuff. And he was funny. We don't have funny anymore. No, we got to have a purpose. All right? What was that quote again? Once you start that, you start to get that self-important feeling. Yes. All right? The poster children for self-important. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and a few other folks. Self-important. Who cares about the audience? It only cares about what I want to talk about. Is that stupid? Of course it's stupid. That's why ABC benched him last week. Now, they're going to take a chance because there have been a lot of crying, moaning, and complaining by some people in the last few days. Got to put them on freedom of speech, blah, blah, blah. Folks, got nothing to do with freedom of speech. Nothing. Jimmy Kimmel got benched last week because he ticked off the boss. All right, and that would have been Bob Iger, the guy in charge of Disney. Iger sits him down like, what are you doing? And Kimmel responds, I'm going to keep doing it. Now, imagine you own a business. You own a business. And you have this employee that, for whatever reason, does things, says things that maybe some people think, oh, that's kind of interesting. Meanwhile, some other people are like, I really don't like that. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go find another business. So you've got this guy, this person, who's ticking off at least half of your clientele. And your business probably starts going down. So you call the employee in, and you sit him down. And you're like, what are you doing? You're ticking off half our customers out there. And the guy's response is, yep, I'm going to keep on doing it because I believe in this. This is me. Freedom of speech. All right? Right? I've got First Amendment rights.
That's right.
All right? Now, you're the business owner. What would you do in that situation? Almost certainly, you'd fire the guy. You are costing me business. We're going to bring in somebody else that doesn't feel the need to do that. Or we're going to, you know, change up maybe the way that we do things so that we can start appealing to the entire customer audience, not just a subset. Now, any business owner, manager listening to me right now, you're all nodding your heads like, well, yeah, I'd probably do the same thing. I'd fire the guy because he's insubordinate. Jimmy Kimmel last week was insubordinate. Now, let's see what happens tonight. All right, before we take a break, Mr. Ironhead, I don't know, are you going to watch it? He's probably going to have record ratings tonight. Everybody's going to tune in to see what he says. Now, it may last one night, okay, or two nights or something like that. But, before we take a break, do you expect him to apologize or double down? I'm not sure there's a third option there. Apologize or double down? What do you think? What do you
think
he's going to do?
He's apologizing.
So you think he's going to double down?
I don't know if he'll see a third option.
Like he's going to try to bridge between those two. Ouch. That would get a little painful for a guy. All right. So let's see what happens tonight. We're going to take a break. All right. We got our sports segment. Lots of sportsy stuff. The Ravens looked really okay.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, you're he's back to being a happy man again. There we go.
Give it to Mark Henry again. Here we go. Yay.
He plays for the Patriots, right?
We like it.
Five turnovers.
We like it.
So we're going to do sportsy stuff. Later on, then we'll have open lines. You can tell us, what do you think Kimmel's going to do tonight? Apologize or double down? And if there is a third option, I'd love to hear the third option. All right, so hold that thought, okay? You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break. Don't go away. We will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Get up and get going.
Let's talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. I'll have a little open phone time coming up after a check of the sports scene. And man, do we have some sports going on. I don't know if you've heard, but there is a football game that has been scheduled They're going to do this thing, it looks like Saturday.
Okay.
They've moved it. They're going to do it as a night game. So kickoff will be at 7:30. So they're going to have to turn on the lights and everything.
Yes.
They're going to have this thing over at Beaver Stadium.
Oh.
Now, they've invited this this club from Oregon, from Eugene, Oregon. They're going to come in.
That's cool.
For a nice little visit. And figured while they're here, let's play a little football. And so they are going to do so. And this game is going to be called a whiteout game.
Oh.
And the idea here is that the fans at Beaver Stadium are to dress in white apparel, white T-shirts, white jackets, white sweatshirts, white anything you have, and show up to the stadium. And head coach James Franklin, he's the Penn State head coach, he thinks this is a pretty good opportunity for his team to showcase both the team and the fan base.
You know, obviously, we need this place rocking. Need to have a distinct home field advantage. We always do. But I'm expecting this to be an environment like no one has ever seen. Urban Meyer always has kind of discussions and debates on what's the hardest place to play in college football. I think he usually says, you know, between Penn State whiteout at night and LSU night game. So we want to make it clearly obvious to everybody what is the most challenging and difficult environment to play in all of sports, let alone college football. I know a good portion of our fans like to sit down except for third downs and red zone and what they consider critical times of the game. But I'm challenging everybody. This is a four quarter, one play at a time. First, second down, third down, fourth down, punts, kickoff coverage, that we need to be on our feet screaming a collective battle cry in the stadium. So we're going to need everybody's help.
There you have it. Constant noise, except when the offense is out there on the field. Let's get it done.
Wear comfy shoes and stand through the whole game.
Let's get it done.
All right.
That's going to be fun. Again, kickoff Saturday night, 7:30, as the Nittany Lions take on the Ducks. I mean, they're Ducks, for crying out loud. You're telling me a bunch of Nittany Lions can't take care of Ducks?
I got a thought about them, but you keep going.
Ducks are for dinner. That's what's for dinner.
Okay.
Penn State hockey should be number one in the preseason coaches poll. Penn State is not number one.
Oh.
You say, wow, they're number two. No, they're not number two.
Oh.
Ironhead, they're all the way down at number three. No, they're not number three.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, so they're fourth. No, they are not projected to go to the Frozen Four.
Oh, come on.
That would be where they were last year. And while last year's roster was undoubtedly talented, have you seen this year's roster? I'm just saying. Penn State checks in at number five in the preseason coaches poll. Western Michigan gets 29 first-place votes and tops the rankings. Boston University is second. Now, interestingly, Michigan State, which will visit for a game at Beaver Stadium, is number three and has 14 first-place votes. Michigan State has the second-most first-place votes. And then it's Penn State and Boston U with three first-place votes each. Denver doesn't have any first-place votes, but they have a more a higher cumulative point total than Penn State. So, again, your top five preseason college hockey coaches poll: Western Michigan number one, Boston U number two, Michigan State number three, Denver number four, and Penn State checking in at number five. Rounding out the top ten, it's Boston College at six, Maine seventh, Minnesota, they're in the Big Ten, you know, they're number eight, Providence is number nine, and Connecticut is 10th. Michigan checks in at number 12, Ohio State is number 16, and Wisconsin is 20th in the preseason coaches poll. Keep an eye on those Nittany Lions. I'm just telling you.
Bulletin board
material. They may be worth a watch. And I think there's a chance they could get to the Frozen Four in the upcoming season. Meanwhile, Penn State continuing to build its roster for the future. Nittany Lions yesterday getting a commitment of a four-star forward, Jerry DeKunzalo. DeKunzalo, originally from New York City, he has the Onward State article on this I love. I'm just going to read from that article.
All right.
The New York City native stands 5 feet 10 inches tall and has dominated to this point in his junior hockey career. Dominated is emphasized in the sentence. He has posted 57 goals and 90 assists for 147 points. And you're saying to yourself, all right, man, they must have a long, long season. Well over 100 games. No, 62 games.
Whoa.
147 points in 62 games.
That's pretty good.
That is dominated.
Yes.
That is the proper use of the word dominated by Onward State. DeKunzalo turned 16 in June. He will play the upcoming season with the Peterborough Petes of the Ontario Hockey League. He also had 8 points in just 4 games for Team USA at a recent 17 and under Four Nations event. The Stars keep signing up to join the Nittany Lions is what is happening there. Back to Penn State football. The Nittany Lions now know that their October 4th game, which will be at UCLA, the first road game of the season for the Nittany Lions, that game will kick off at 3:30 p.m. at the Rose Bowl. Now, our understanding, we reached out, UCLA believes they are going to have more fans there than they did for the New Mexico game last Friday night when they had, I don't know what the announced attendance was. The actual attendance was right around 10,000 souls.
In the Rose Bowl. Wow.
It was what we would call not
That's terrible.
A strong attendance. Now, the students should be back in session for the Penn State-UCLA game, which they were not for that New Mexico game, in all fairness. So Penn State-UCLA, 3:30 p.m. on October 4th. That game will be televised by CBS. In case you were wondering.
Okay.
And actually, they're going to televise it even if you weren't wondering. Penn State men's soccer will be back in action tonight. The Nittany Lions will host Maryland. This will be the team's throwback match at Jeffrey Field. Kickoff is set for 8 o'clock. Game will be televised by the Big Ten Network. Penn State will be wearing the black and pink uniforms, going back to the original color scheme for the Nittany Lions. Penn State students in attendance will receive free black and pink t-shirts while supplies last for supporting the program.
All right.
In tonight's game, Penn State comes in at 2-4-1 on the season, 0-2 in the Big Ten. Maryland is 5-0-1. The Terrapins are 1-0 in Big Ten games this season. Penn State women's volleyball slipping down to number 15 now in the latest coaches poll. Penn State has dropped in 3 consecutive polls as the Nittany Lions not getting off to the start they were hoping for. Penn State this weekend did defeat Princeton and Central Michigan at the Penn State Classic, but that was on the heels of a loss to Pitt at Rec Hall on Wednesday night last week. And the Nittany Lions will be back in action. A big one coming up here Friday night at Rec Hall. That'll be an 8 o'clock match against USC. And then Penn State will also face UCLA at noon in Rec Hall on Sunday afternoon. In a back-and-forth final round, which saw multiple lead changes between 4 teams, the Penn State women's golf team regained the Nittany Lion Invitational crown after missing out the last 2 years. Penn State eked out a one-stroke victory over those Blue Hens from Delaware. Ooh. Take that, Blue Hens!
They're blue.
The team championship marks the first in the head coaching career of Kristen Simpson and also is the 26th for the Nittany Lions and comes in the 49th edition of the Nittany Lion Invitational. It is the sixth Nittany Lion Invitational title in the last 10 years for Penn State, but it's also their first since 2022. So, job well done. It was the Dig Pink match last night at Bellefonte High School. The Bald Eagle Area Girls Volleyball team sweeping Bellefonte 25-18, 25-19, and 25-23. Colby Fraley had 8 kills and 3 aces for the home team, the Red Raiders. The Eagles get the win, though. Bald Eagle Area improving to 11-2-1 on the season, while the Red Raiders fall to 12-10-2 on the year. The State College boys soccer team defeated Cedar Cliff last night by a final of 5-1. The Little Lions improving to 8-3-2 on the season. The Pittsburgh Pirates only have 6 opportunities left to showcase their Major League Baseball skills.
Come on.
They will open up a 3-game series. This will be their penultimate, one of my favorite words, series of the season. The Buccos and the Reds in Cincinnati. First pitch at 6:40 this evening. 6:15 will be the airtime right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox if you're looking to suffer just a little bit more. I mean, if you're looking to enjoy some wonderful Major League Baseball action. I'm sorry, I misread that promo. Philadelphia Phillies will be back in action tonight. They're getting ready for this thing called the postseason.
Yes, next year.
They will be home against the Miami Marlins tonight. That game will get underway at 6:45 at Citizens Bank Park, the first of 3 in that one. The Pittsburgh Steelers continuing to gear up for a game that will be played at Croke Park in Dublin, Ireland on Sunday morning, our time, 9:30 Sunday morning. It'll be the Steelers and the Vikings. Steelers looking to improve to 3-1 on the season if they can get the victory. Vikings with some not good news on their offensive side. Starting left guard Donovan Jackson will miss the game. He had wrist surgery yesterday. That according to head coach Kevin O'Connell. Jackson was the first round pick in the NFL draft this past April. And that is a blow for that Minnesota offensive line. We will see if the Steelers' defense, which, of course, forced 5 turnovers in this past Sunday's victory, can take advantage of that opportunity. And Philadelphia Eagles continuing to gear up. They are undefeated on the season, if you've been paying attention.
Barely.
I don't think... Yeah, there's no asterisk there. It's just 3-0.
Okay.
They are at Tampa Bay on Sunday. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. That's the nice thing about the NFL. It doesn't matter. Barely 0-3, barely 3-0. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're either 3-0 or you're 0-3. Ask the Baltimore Ravens about how nice it would be to be 3-0. They are 1-2 on the season. Now, is it just me? 1-2, that seems like a worse record than 2-1.
Yes.
So it seems like the Steelers would be atop the AFC North.
How about that?
Hey! The Ravens last night lost to the Detroit Lions. Oh, I do love Detroit. 38-30, the Lions win it. Yes, there was a bad fumble. Well, I thought it was a great fumble, but I mean, from the Ravens' perspective, Derrick Henry with another fourth quarter fumble. But I would argue, and I know that's getting pointed to, the Lions had a 98-yard, 18-play, 11-minute-plus drive.
Whoa.
Against a Ravens defense that is supposed to be all that. 98 yards in 18 plays. They took 11 minutes plus off the clock. I would argue that was a pretty devastating blow in the game. The Lions win it last night. If you didn't stay up to watch it, and I didn't, I fell asleep. 38-30, Detroit wins it. And, yeah, it is kind of fun to look atop the AFC North right now. And there's your Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, but what happened to the Bengals last week?
At 2-1, exactly.
They got destroyed.
They are without Joe Burrow, so I'm not especially concerned about that. Now, here's the interesting thing. Well, one of the interesting things. So the Steelers, again, have a big one against the Vikings coming up in Ireland. The Ravens, now 1-2 on the season. Who do they have this week? That would be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, boy.
Now, I will say Kansas City has not exactly looked like the most intimidating team in all of football this season, I think we could safely say. But going to Arrowhead, and that'll be a late afternoon game on Sunday. That is never an easy task, and that is a really dangerous game. One of those teams is going to be 1-3 on the season. Now, whoever loses that game, I think, still has an excellent shot at getting to the playoffs. But there's not a lot of 1-3 teams that go on to postseason glory. That is a big game. A couple of 1-2 football teams at Kansas City on Sunday when the Ravens visit the Chiefs. Intriguing, to say the least.
Okay.
That is a little something we like to call sports.
All right, we'll take a break in a moment. Have you noticed Travis Kelce gets engaged to what's-her-name, and now he's getting into arguments like every week. Have you noticed this, folks? He gets engaged, and now he's like arguing with the coach and players like every week.
Did you see him last night, though? He wasn't arguing.
Well, no, I didn't. What was he doing last night? I didn't see that.
You missed this?
I'm sorry. I went to bed early. Watched about 10 minutes of the Ravens game. That's it.
So I had it. I'm just having some fun with a friend who I know is listening. Travis actually didn't do anything. I had a friend that's like, what is Travis doing playing in the Ravens band? It was his brother, Jason.
Oh.
He was playing in the band last night with the Ravens. But I had a friend, and he met Jason, but he wrote Travis. I'm like, I don't think that was Travis.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, I know. I told him I was going to give him a hard time, and so I have.
You have done that. Okay.
But, yeah.
All right.
I will say Jason looked like he was having a blast last night.
He always looks like he's having a blast.
He does. He was playing the saxophone.
And he's
Ravens,
he's a commentator. Right?
Marching band. Yes.
Yes.
But it was just so we're clear, it was Jason.
Okay.
Not Travis playing in the band last
But I'm serious.
Night.
Travis gets engaged, and now he's like all edgy.
Oh, it's he and Andy Reid.
I don't know. Might have to do something about that anyway. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Welcome back. Open line time. Got a couple of quick sportsy things, and then lots and lots of newsy things.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Get ready on the phones. We'll get to you in a bit. We will come right back.
We don't just talk sports, the Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend
is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio. 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? so good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, where they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. Who you got Saturday night? Penn State or Oregon? As if there's any doubt. Game will kick off at 7:30 at Beaver Stadium. Wear white or be ostracized. Isn't that how that goes? Something like that.
You can't even spell ostracized. Come on.
You can give us your score prediction, who you think will be the guest picker on ESPN's game day. We also have on the table, what would you like to see done with the land at Rockview State Prison moving forward, among the discussion points here on a Tuesday morning.
All right. Now, you missed a score.
Yeah.
In the last second.
What did I miss?
The Pittsburgh Penguins started their preseason schedule last night.
This is true.
Now, they lost in a shootout to the Canadiens. All right. Now, again, preseason. So they'll be doing this for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Parent passed away over the weekend. And I've got to reach out to my best friend from college who's he's a Philly guy. He's a giant, and anything Philly, he's a big fan. And he took pictures. He's shown me pictures of him with Bernie Parent. Bernie Parent, of course, was the goalie for the Flyers when they won their Stanley Cups back in the mid-70s. God forbid, that was 50 years ago. Holy moly. And so I've got to send a note of commiseration to my friend because he actually had met, and I guess Bernie Parent maybe was a friend. He was 80 years old. Don't see any details about what happened. The Flyers announced this on Sunday. He apparently passed away in his sleep. Bernie Parent was a Flyers legend, absolute Flyers legend, and he passed away over the weekend. All right, let's see here. All right, so we know that the UCLA game next week is at 3:30. Mr. Ironhead, if I'm correct, let's 1, 2, 3, 4. The final seven games, we still don't have starting times for those games. Is that accurate? We have starting times for any of them?
Would be correct as of now. Yep.
Isn't that unusual?
I mean, if
you want to make plans, like, okay, I'm going to tailgate, blah 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 blah. What time's the game start? Nobody knows. So the Northwestern game on October 11th. Now, if I'm correct, that's the homecoming game. That's homecoming. But we don't know. Noon, 3:30, 7:30. Nobody knows. This is obviously all tied up with television. Thank you, television. So, yeah, if you're sitting here, you're like, gee, I want to make plans for these other games. We have no idea when they're going to start.
Yeah, we do know the Northwestern one will not be a night game. We do know that.
That'll be a day game.
Noon, 3:30 or 4.
Okay, so there we go. And then what? Let's see. ABC, ESPN, CBS, Big Ten Network, FS1. Yeah, there's a fifth one. There's like five different TV channels that could carry these games.
This is awesome.
There might be more than that. I'm not sure. So, folks, you're just going to have to, I don't know, sit tight, wait for the TV people to make up their minds. And they'll probably wait to see what happens Saturday night. If Penn State wins, then this happens. If Penn State doesn't win, well, okay, this happens. Ugh, crazy. Now, if there's one team in college football that has, how do I put this, the most original uniforms, it would be Oregon. All right? Oregon sometimes has some pretty wild-looking uniforms. They've got, like, psychedelic helmets. And, I mean, give them credit. Very colorful. Very crazy. I saw a clip online yesterday. Now, Nike is based in Oregon. And, of course, the University of Oregon and Nike are, like, super tight. And apparently, according to this clip I saw, Oregon now has glow-in-the-dark shoes.
Oh, boy.
Glow-in-the-dark shoes. Okay, and I'm thinking, okay, well, that sounds interesting. And if we were playing football maybe in the pitch dark, that might count for something. How often do you see a football game played in the pitch dark? Never. All right. All the lights are going to be on Saturday night. And of course, all that white reflecting a lot of the light. If somehow they're wearing glow-in-the-dark shoes Saturday night, I don't think you'll notice unless somehow we have a power outage and all the lights go off. Oh, look, there's Oregon over there. I can see them. Okay, these glow-in-the-dark shoes. I'm thinking, who thinks this is a good idea? Why? But again, Oregon, I mean, they got weird stripes, and they got, you know, they're the ducks, so they got crazy duck feathers, and they got very unique uniforms.
Yeah, they're going all white for the Penn State game, which will be interesting. They're trying to, but their strategy is to try to blend in with the crowd. They'll get lost on the field. Penn State won't know, hey, where'd that duck player go? We have no idea because it's a whiteout, and here are these all-white uniforms. We'll see. The psychological games are part of the fun of college athletics. Iowa's pink locker rooms. I mean, there's been all kinds of things over the years. But, yeah, Oregon is reportedly going to be wearing all white uniforms for the whiteout game on Saturday. We'll see how that plays out.
Well, it just seems appropriate.
It does indeed.
Whiteout? So we'll be a whiteout.
There you go.
So the only people with colors will be the Penn State players wearing mostly blue or half blue or something like that. So that makes perfect sense. That doesn't surprise me at all. Again, Oregon is very edgy with uniforms.
Yeah, the shoes are supposed to be like the white glow. Like they'll glow. I don't know how
they gonna glow.
That's going to blend in with the crowd. But we'll see how it works out.
Okay, that's a little weird. One thing we didn't mention yesterday: Indiana on Saturday destroyed Illinois. Were you surprised by that? Now, the game was at Indiana.
Yes.
You were surprised.
Not terribly shocked that Indiana won the game at night at home, but wow. I mean, pretty much scored at will. And
Illinois last season was kind of just a physical team. They brought a lot of people back. It's like, man, they're going to be able to ground and pound. And Indiana said, nope, not against us. It is amazing how quickly Kurt Cignetti has changed the culture surrounding Indiana football. But that was an absolute beatdown. And now, so now you're, I think Indiana is probably better than, they're still not getting a ton of credit. It is interesting to see if that was an SEC matchup between, I'm forgetting the exact rankings, but 12 or 11, and I think Indiana was like 18-ish. If that was the same result in an SEC game, that team that was 18 winning that would be into the top 10, no questions asked. Indiana, not so much. But, man, I am curious. So then it's, all right, well, is Illinois just, they're not going to be the team we thought, and that could very well be, or is Indiana, man, this is a team that is built for sustained long-term success here under Cignetti, a little bit of a combination. We might start to get some idea this week because Illinois now has USC this Saturday, which is it was an intriguing game to begin with. I'm not sure how Illinois is still ranked at the moment. Now, if they beat USC, again, put them back in. But I'm not exactly sure. You lost 63-10. That is not worthy of a ranking. Now, they beat a decent Duke team, and they beat them handily earlier in the season. But, I mean, Duke's not ranked. Like, they don't have a win over a ranked team. And, again, they lost by 53 points to a team that is now ranked 11th. That Illinois-USC game, now, that'll be home for Illinois. I think that is just an absolutely vital game now, probably for both of those teams. If USC loses that one, the perception of USC, it's going to be very hard to convince people, as USC fans believe, that this is going to be the year that they bounce back and get into the national picture. They think they have a playoff team, and they very well might. But if you lose to a team that just lost by 53 points, it's going to be hard to make that contention that, oh, yeah, no, we're a playoff team. If you're Illinois and you lose this game, I mean, forget about it. The postseason prospects in terms of playoffs, bowl game obviously still very much in play. Playoffs are all but gone because they still have Ohio State is the big one they still have coming up, but they have some other tough games. Washington and Rutgers, their rivalry game at the end of the year is Northwestern, which, that's a rivalry game, so you never know. But absolutely, I would argue it's a must-win for both of these programs for either to get into serious conversation for the playoffs this year.
All right. I thought Illinois was way overrated, and I think I got proven right. I just thought, no, this is not a top 10 team. I'm sorry, no. And Indiana just destroyed them.
In every which
way. In every facet of the game. I mean, it was ugly. I watched part of it Saturday. I'm like, okay, I see where this is going. Let me change the channel. Yeesh. Anyway, all right, let's take a break right here. We're going to come back. We're going to dive into the newsy stuff, all right? What about Rockview? What do you think? What about Jimmy Kimmel? What do you think? What about, Penn State, Oregon score, if you want to do that, all right? What do you think? Some other issues as well, all right? You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Get ready. Here we go. Well, when we come back after this.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60.
Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here, all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
WFXX, Huntington, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox. You are listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We appreciate that. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you. The phone line is open and available for your use here in hour two at 814-954-7266.
They ever have a blowout?
No.
Really? Like, no. For a daytime game, they could have a blowout.
I guess they could.
But nobody's ever thought of that.
Well,
I'm why not? I'm surprised. You got blue and white. All right. We got the white taken care of.
Yeah.
How about a blue out? All right. You're wearing a Penn State themed shirt today.
I am.
And it is mostly blue.
It is mostly blue.
All right.
They should. Has a little white.
I guess I'm surprised for some day game they don't try doing, like, Indiana comes in on November 8th. Yes, November 8th. They should try.
That'll be the day.
They should try to be a blue out. Wear blue. I don't know, just do things with blue. Just a thought. All right, 814, I'm just trying to help, 814-954-7266. All right, Jimmy Kimmel, again, he's on tonight, blah, blah. Some people are excited, some people are yawning. Again, our local affiliate, TV, is, well, it's listed here still as ABC23. Now, they're based out of Altoona, Johnstown. Now, again, they're owned by a company called Sinclair. Sinclair is one of these national companies. They own lots and lots and lots of television stations. Some of them would be ABC affiliates. Not all of them. Some of them. And Sinclair announced yesterday, we're not airing that guy's show. Although, now, at my house, we stream. And I tell you what, streaming is great. I like it very much. Has some definite advantages over, I guess, standard over-the-air, TV and so on. One of those is I can stream to a TV. Another one is I can stream to my phone, which I have in my right hand right now. And so I went to the app that I use for that and found the live schedule. All right, Mr. Ironhead, you're my witness. At least for tonight, Jimmy Kimmel Live is still listed as airing tonight on 23 ABC, the local ABC channel.
There you go.
There it is. Now, could that change between now and tonight? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they haven't had a chance to update this. I don't know. But right now, there he is. He's listed as airing tonight. So, by the way, that's like 11:30. If you want to stay up that late. Yeah, I think you and I are in agreement.
It has not. Honestly, it has not. I can't stay up that late. I will fall asleep even. I don't have any burning desire to see it, but even if I did, it has nothing to do with.
Okay.
It's not happening.
Just physically.
I will be out.
Physically not happening. Unless the little guy gets up again.
This could happen. Yeah, Mom is out of town here for a day. She's got a big conference that she's the keynote speaker at, and so she'll be out of town tonight. So, yeah, that is, you never know. Maybe I'll end up having to for a little bit.
Okay, the little guy's up. All right, let me turn this on. All right. Oh, there he is. He's being an idiot or something, blah, blah, blah. We don't know what the guy's going to do tonight. There's the question mark. But again, no matter what he does, somebody's not going to be happy. All right? His big fans, folks, political left, if he apologizes, they'll be incensed. And if he comes out and picks up again where he left off last week, pound Trump, pound Trump, pound Trump, then all those other people are going to say, see, we told you. There it is. I don't see a middle ground in between those two. All right? He's not Johnny Carson. He's never going to be Johnny Carson. Just be an entertainer. You don't need to be a political commentator. If you want to do that, again, go to MS, whatever their name is now, MS Now or something. Go to that channel. I'm sure they'll welcome you with open arms. I don't know
or CNN. CNN has gone completely.
I don't know what your ratings are going to be, but, you know, what the heck there? Yeah. You're in with your crowd and so on. All right, the Rockview stuff. All right, you've had this question. What should happen with Rockview? If you were listening last week, first off, again, this is essentially a done deal. Okay?
Yeah.
I think there are some people, they somehow still think that there's some 11th hour savings. I'm not seeing it. Now, again, why did it take the governor and the state prison officials, why did it take them 4 months to finally, you know, drop the hammer, if you will? Now, Saturday, I did some shredding. Okay. In other words, I had leftover paper and stuff. Our friends at Center County Recycling Refuse did one of these free shredding events, which are great. I mean, that's, you're going to get rid of unwanted paper. That's a great way to do it. So I had a bunch of stuff in the back of my car. Now, local representative Paul Takak was sort of the sponsor of this event. For some reason, the state reps kind of are the sponsors. One week it's Mr. Takak. A few months later it's Mr. Benninghoff. Maybe a few months later it's, I don't know, Chris Dush or something like that. I don't know. The politicians get involved with this deal. But I had a chance to talk briefly with Mr. Takak while he's greeting people and I'm in my car ready to go dump my stuff. And, you know, I asked him, I said, you know, are people fighting this? And he's like, well, yeah, but. And I asked him, why the 4 month delay? And his response to me was, well, we kind of made our case that these two facilities, remember Rockview and the Quihanna Boot Camp, which is in Clearfield County, just barely beyond Carthus, just barely over the Center County line, really, really close. He said, I thought we made our case that both of those places deserve to stay open. And so they thought about it for another 4 months before they finally dropped their hammer last week. Okay. All right. Last week also we had a guest, Jason Narber, if you were listening, from Brass 16823, which is a really cool meeting place in what was formerly Titan Park, along that stretch of road from Axman to Belfont, all right, that big, giant factory building there that I really did think when they closed that place, I thought, oh, man, this is going to rot into nothing. It's going to rust, and it's going to be a eyesore. We mentioned this with Mr. Narber last week. What those folks have done, lots of different folks, what they've done in fixing up that place and turning it into something is incredible. And, by the way, if you missed it, our website, 987thefox.info, go to the Let's Talk interview section, scroll down just a little bit, and you can find the interview that we did with Jason Narber, because we talked about this last week. It's amazing what they've done with a building that was going nowhere. Like, it was just going to rot and rust, and next to a water source, it would have been an environmental hazard, the whole nine yards. A whole bunch of people, all the different businesses that are in that zone right now are amazing. Now, here comes Rockview. You're going to have a big, giant, empty building. Now, I've never been inside Rockview, folks. I don't get into trouble, okay? I keep my nose clean. Well, except when I have a cold, but otherwise I keep my nose clean. I've never been inside the Rockview building. We see it from the outside, right? You're going down 64 from the mall to Pleasant Gap or the other way around, and you drive by this massive building. No idea really what's in there, but I would like to think that if they could rescue Titan Park and put lots of neat businesses in there that make money and they're successful, maybe do the same thing for that building, Rockview building, or not? What do you think on that?
Little prison blues and brews? Anybody? Oh, I mean, come on.
The prison themed, okay.
Yeah, listen, I'm seeing lots of different things being proposed and kicked around, and honestly, like, all of them kind of sound intriguing to me, and I think I'm hoping one way or another it is utilized in a very positive way. And again, there's a number of obviously different things that can be done. I've seen some pitches that, hey, hello, affordable housing in this area. You now have a wonderful opportunity here. Again, I think you can have some mixed use for the land. I've seen some folks that are pretty adamant that it should be get back to farmland there and make that. I would love to see just a good discussion. I think there are a lot of good ideas. I'd be okay with just about any of the ones that I've seen, or a combination of the ones that I've seen. But I do hope whatever is done, let's make a decision and move forward pretty quickly would be my hope. I drive by probably at least 4 or 5 times a week. Separate discussion here, I understand. But what I don't want to see is that property just go sit there for a decade.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, man, we're going to do something with that sometime pretty soon. I drive by the old O.W. Houts. I'm just telling you, it is, for me, it is just frustrating to see that property that, by God, Penn State had to have that property for what? Like, how long? Why did you need that property? You have done nothing.
Big empty space.
Not a thing with it. And it is an eyesore. It is a wonderful piece of property for something to occur there. And it's been, I don't even know how long. A long,
years.
Long time.
Yeah.
And we still have absolutely nothing.
Zip.
Don't let that happen there. Again, whatever it is, I'm okay with just about anything that I've seen proposed. I could be swayed one way or the other, I suspect. I want to see it used. And I want to see it used in a positive way for the community. And again, that could be a whole number of different things. I'd be okay with affordable housing going in there. I'm okay with farming. Again, when I say it needs to be used, it's just if we're going to make it farming, all right, let's farm the land. If we're going to, again, have some combination of businesses and affordable housing and whatever it may be, cool. I thought the idea yesterday of kind of the initial holding center before we figure out maybe that with the prison building itself or one of the prison buildings itself that might be a pretty smart use of that building and property. Whatever it is, let's get moving on it. Maybe even start moving before everything gets finished up here in terms of, all right, this is the direction we're heading with this would be what I would like to see occur. You know, we've talked at one point on a previous incarnation of this show, Uncle Kev and I talked to pretty extensively, and had a couple different people in to discuss the possibility of having a convention center at the Nittany Mall, similar to the Altoona Convention Center, maybe changing some things up. Now, at that time, part of it was, hey, let's get some additional hotel space in because this area needs it. Now, we have more hotel projects that are in the offing here, and that obviously continues to build up. But, you know, might that be something that at least you look at? We have ongoing needs for sports facilities as well. I think C3 does a great job. I think the Nittany Valley Sports Center out by the airport does a great job. And we have obviously multiple fields for multiple uses. That's great. There's still ongoing needs for that. Could we use some of the land for additional space or resources there? Yes. I think there's about 20 different good ideas, and just somebody's pick what it is among those good ideas that we're going to move forward with and let's get rolling with it and make that happen sooner rather than later, whatever is ultimately decided.
Let's run some numbers here. We'll take a break in a bit because, again, I saw these numbers. I'm like, really? Because, again, I don't go to prison, okay? Yes, I drive up Benner Pike and I look to the right. Or I drive the road to Pleasant Gap and I look to the left, and that's about all you can do. The number of acres, I'm taking this from the state government website, straight from them, all right? The number of acres inside the perimeter, in other words, inside the fence, is 31 acres. So in other words, the big building, but the big one is the one we all recognize, 31 acres inside the fence. Number of acres outside the perimeter, 5,724 acres. Again, Rockview Prison Ground, it's gigantic. It's humongous. When I saw that number, I'm like, really? It's by far the biggest prison land ownership anywhere in the state. It's not even close. It's a ton of land. The number of housing units on the property, 9 affordable housing. Now, granted, it was a prison, but I'd like to think it could be refurbished.
Yeah.
All right. The number of operational structures, I guess buildings, 73 buildings on this property.
Is that what it is?
73 buildings.
I didn't realize it was that much.
All right. They have a farm and forestry camp, which is sort of a special thing they've done there for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Now, when I saw Mr. Takak again at the shredding event Saturday, I said, people are brainstorming, right, on what to do here. He's like, oh, yes. All right. It's the powers that be have been were expecting this to happen. They didn't. I mean, they made their pitch. They made their case. They, I would say, did a really great job because back in May, this was allegedly a done deal. We were essentially all told, right, done deal. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait. You know, maybe someday we'll find out the real reason they waited 4 months. All right. Okay, they made their case. That's nice. But still, back in May, this was a done deal. So I don't think anybody was surprised when they dropped the hammer finally last week. And so they've probably been brainstorming on this for, oh boy, this entire calendar year, they've been brainstorming on this. And so, again, the idea, how can you be creative? The Titan Park example, they took an eyesore just like, oh my God, what are they going to do with that? And they've done great things with it.
Amazing. Yeah,
and
absolutely
what can
amazing.
We do in this case? It is doable if the state cooperates. That's where I'm concerned. Let's take a call.
Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, I thought we'd be talking football, but this is a great conversation.
All right.
I would like the entire administration to look at that complete history of that prison. So initially, as I understand it, it was set up to be a low-security prison and to prepare, guys who made the wrong decision in life, prepare them for work. And like you said, they had a forestry department, but they also had a nursery. They grew vegetables. They canned vegetables. They had a dairy. They had hog production. So between the dairy and the hog, that's where the field crops come in. And the idea was not only were they going to learn trades, they were going to make a product, and the product was sold in-house. It helped feed the entire prison population of Pennsylvania. And I look at what we're talking about now. They keep harping about this study from 2012 to 2025 with a little hiccup during COVID, with a drop in incarcerated persons in Pennsylvania. But then you look at this attorney that runs things in Philadelphia, and you look at the Biden FBI administration and the redefinition of crime. And you wonder to yourself, did crime really go down, or did we just redefine it and kind of ignore stuff? Like, we don't investigate any deaths associated with fentanyl. If we did as a nation, we would go bankrupt. I should say, our police departments and investigatory teams, they can't handle 100,000 deaths a year due to fentanyl. They just don't invest. They write it down as accident. So I just think our whole philosophy about incarceration is upside down, compared to the roots of this prison. So if nothing else, let's look at the history. I think it's a great philosophy that somewhere along the line we dropped and we moved on to another type of philosophy. But I don't know. I don't like this idea of just releasing guys who've been in prison most of their adult lives because now they're medically costing a lot of money. Where are these guys going? There's nothing humane about letting a guy off on the street and say, hey, good luck, and become homeless. And we all know they're going to become homeless. I don't know. It's a huge conversation like so many things.
Yeah.
But please, my local representative, so let's take a hard look at that original purpose and philosophy behind this prison before we shut the doors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some good thoughts there. All right.
Yep. I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks for the call. We'll take a break in a moment. Yeah. I've always been curious about the term correctional institution. What does that mean exactly? Correctional institution. What are we correcting? Are we actually correcting anything? All right. That's just my cynical side. All right. Let's take a break. Folks, what do you think? On this or some other subjects, all right, we'll mention the phone number again in a bit. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7.
97, the Fox, Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Seasons change, and so does the equipment you need to handle those changes. From mowing to harvesting and taking care of snow, Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 has what you need to get it done. Still doing construction? Kubota has all the equipment you need. For landscaping, Daughter Equipment has what you need with equipment from Kubota, Steel, and Land Pride. The outdoors isn't all work and no play. Kubota, Honda Power Sports, and Suzuki have that fun covered too. And Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 has them all. Want to keep your home warm and cozy? Check out the Crown Royal Outdoor Furnaces. If you're cutting your own firewood, Daughter Equipment is your steel dealer with a saw that fits your needs perfectly. Daughter Equipment for Kubota, Honda Power Sports, Suzuki, Land Pride, Steel, Crown Royal Outdoor Furnaces, and a great selection of trailers and accessories. See it all now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us online at daughterequipment.com.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning, and we head right back to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Let's get the funky. Let's get loose.
Let's do
it. Rock and roll. You remember Lawrence Welk?
I do.
He was, he was number one when he left the airwaves, the biggest show in America.
Different era.
Remember,
no doubt.
Remember my grandmother used to watch him.
Yeah,
Lawrence Welk. In other words, you just hit my hot button again with the crime.
Oh boy.
And when I used to cover trials years ago, I was regular old Republican, rhino, conservative. You know, thought everything was. And then I realized in covering this, the entire system is corrupt. And I just call him as I see him, as an objectivist. That I'm talking about from head to toe, from the dog catcher to any president. They're just all psychopaths, except maybe for Trump, and I'm not sure there. But I like Trump. But let me say, and I've been involved in it where people have stolen money from my business or me. And in one case, actually, one of them prosecuted for various reasons. But you know what they said to me? When they went to throw her in jail for 15 years, and I said, she only stole a few $1,000. I'm not going to. She didn't murder anybody. I said, she needs rehabilitation, obviously, because she's on drugs. She's a good person, made bad choices. We don't rehabilitate. Because, Jeff, you just mentioned, what the hell do you do then? I know what they do, and I have a term for it. I call it the law enforcement growth industry. This is an industry. That's all it is. They want people on drugs. They want to keep this going around and around. Nobody who's hooked on drugs should ever go to jail. That's ridiculous. And Scott, and I agree with the last caller. I mean, we got to change that. If you're a violent criminal, you know, people don't realize prior to the Amish, for the most part, not the Amish, the Quakers putting in the first real prison in Philadelphia for rehabilitation so they can share with them the Bible and save their soul, which would then save their person. We killed felons. If you stole a horse, you were hanged. If you did anything that would require more than a year in jail, you'd be strung up. We had duels up until the 1900s. And this country's changed. We weren't supposed to be housing people. In other words, if someone commits an act against you, as long as it's not violent, what they should do is be required to pay restitution. And maybe whatever that may be, in service to you for doing that, maybe get the whipping post. But to house people, what does that do? Other than for violent criminals, yeah, take them off the street. But if we're not rehabilitating, what are we doing? I know what we're doing. It's the law enforcement growth industry. That's what they do. Yeah, some people go to jail because they can't afford car insurance. Let's State Farm made $109 billion in profit, billion with a B, and they don't give us anything. They give us nothing. What do they give us? Protection? Mafia gives you protection. Hey, you know, give me $500 a month, and I guarantee you that window won't get broken. They've learned from organized crime. They make the mafia look tame. Government is evil at every single level. Ooh. At every level.
Every level.
And I don't care who they are. Mm-hmm. If somebody's in office right now, you're evil. You're evil.
Really?
Anyone that collects a check from the government should have a camera on them. They should not have any right to privacy. Because you work for me. Well, I want to know what you're doing when you're working. I want that camera on you. And if you turn the camera off, you're fired. Because they're wasting money. They're criminals. The criminals aren't the one in jail for the most part. It's the politicians that put them in jail.
I've
spoken to some very articulate felons who are in there by mistake. Maybe they made a mistake and, you know, got caught using drugs. These people need help. And I'm not a liberal. But we can't keep housing people like this. We can't. You know, the freest country in the world has more people in prison even than Russia. Why is that? Because everyone makes money off it. This is a big money maker. Like, everyone knows in the industry that Ukraine is a money laundering operation. We've known that for 30 years. That the Republicans and Democrats have used Ukraine to launder their money. We all know that the CIA has at least three or four primary bases in Ukraine. A lot of, you know, chemical weapons are banned in America, but hell, they do it overseas. If we were to break down, we were to break down with these criminals, national, internationally, we're involved in, and I'm talking about governments all over the world, they're all corrupt. You know what would happen? January 6th would be a Tea Party. You know, and I don't know if you watched the memorial, and
no.
Thank God for Christians being forgiven. Well, if you haven't, you should see what Erica did. With
yeah,
his wife.
I saw that name. Part.
Yeah. Really should.
Yeah. I mean, that woman has a heart of gold. And Trump is just Trump, man. He's going, I ain't forgiving anybody, man. You do something to me. I hate you. I want to take you down. He's so real. That's what I like about him.
All right.
But he's still a politician, but he's not getting paid. Now, remember, I said anyone that gets a check from government, he refuses his pay. Did you hear me? Why doesn't anybody talk about that? And then I want to throw the Jimmy Kimmel thing in, but I got to do it while I'm on the line.
Real quick.
Good old Jimmy Kimmel. I watched ABC News because I just like to see what the communists are doing. And boy, did they lie. Oh, the FCC is going to take that. The FCC has no jurisdiction over networks.
Yes.
Don't people understand that?
Yeah. No, most people don't.
The FCC only has jurisdiction over, like, your radio station.
Right, individual
stations.
They walk
in, you got to give them a... Yeah, they have no authority over an individual or a network. Now, Sinclair is saying, hey, it's fine. You want to put them back on? We're not going to carry them. Sinclair is a great network, by the way, radio and TV. So Sinclair is not going to carry that communist pig.
Allegedly.
They're not going to carry him. I know they're not.
Well, I mean, I mentioned our local station right now is Sinclair, ABC station. And right now, at least, Jimmy Kimmel's still on their schedule for tonight.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Sinclair announced that, I don't know, what do they have, 100 TV stations? They don't have a lot, maybe 4 or 5, I don't know. But they announced they're not going to carry him. And typically they follow through. But, you know, I want to see what people think the solution is to this so-called criminal problem. And the mental institutions. Why aren't we putting these people in mental institutions? What are we doing with homeless vets walking around? You know why? Let me tell you, Scott and Jeff. There's an old saying, when you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, you're not doing what you should be doing. And the federal government going after Donald Trump and Comey and the rest of those clowns, going and considering Catholics a threat and putting their FBI agents in there and trying to close down free speech, these people should, I agree with Trump. If Bonnie doesn't do something, fire her. We need trials, and we need them now.
Okay.
These people need to be in prison.
All right.
They need to be in prison. And in prison with real hardcore felons, too.
Okay.
And I hope they drop the soap a lot. All right, man. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate the
thanks
phone
for
call.
Your call.
There is a lot.
Open line show, folks. Go ahead.
We do need prison reform. From my perspective, very tricky because I do think, for example, what do you do? You're saying let's not lock people up because of drug use. Let's lock up violent criminals. Well, what if the person is violent because of the drug use? And when they're off of the drug, but I mean, like, and they do heinous, like murder somebody or severely cripple them as a result of the drug use. It's the same thing. It's like, well, if you're an alcoholic, right? Do I want you to get treated? Yes. If you're an alcoholic and you choose to get in a vehicle and there is a family of four dead as a result of your decision, yes, I want you to get rehab. I want you to get off of alcohol. I want you to get that help. But also, I can't say, all right, well, now that you're sober, you're not going to make that decision again, which may very well be true. I still don't. There needs to be some accountability there for your actions and the lives that have been lost. Now, where we're going to get differing thoughts and opinions is, all right, I don't want to see your life end as a result, even though you have ended, your actions have ended the lives of four others. Well, what do we do there? And it is tricky. And one of the things, I've talked to a couple of people that have been directly involved, and we need to do a series of shows. I think I've said this before. I need to get off of my haunches here and get some people that know a lot more than I do about the system and what works and doesn't work. I will say one of the real problems we have is there are people who, yep, they have made bad choices. As, by the way, many of us did when we were younger. Maybe not criminally bad choices, but maybe criminally bad choices, and we just didn't get caught in some cases. But now you have the record. You get caught, and on all of the employment forms, it's, did you serve any prison time? Yes, please explain. Well, a lot of employers, and you can kind of understand, right? It's like, well, I have two applicants here, one who's not been in prison, one who's been in prison. Both seem well qualified, seem like nice folks. Well, which one are you more likely then to hire? And this is the problem. It's like once you've served your penance, right? Once, you know, bring it down to a more, if your kiddo has broken the house rules, okay? Not into criminal territory here, just, you have a 16-year-old and, hey, you need to be home by 9 o'clock tonight, and the kiddo walks in at 9:30, And you're like, all right, well, you can't go out for the next weekend or the next couple of weekends. Forget it. You're grounded, in essence. All right, and then those two weekends occur. Well, then the next time, now the kiddo goes out, and it's like, all right, now you can't break curfew again. But you don't say, listen, I would let you out till 10 o'clock, but you did this a month ago. You served your penance for it, but now I'm only going to let you out to 8 o'clock. Or I'm not going to give you your allowance for the chores that you've done. Well, no, the kiddo served the penance, and we've moved on. Now, again, if there's a recurring, that's different. But once somebody serves their penance, my opinion, the penance has been served. Now, they should be on equal footing. They're not, and I don't know exactly what we do about that. But that is one of the real issues we have, is you have people who have rehab. They are better. They are ready to go out and work, and people won't hire them. Well, that is a significant issue. Let's head back to the phones real quick. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, now we're talking about fatherliness and raising children. And, hey, if everything kind of worked the way it should, you should be hiring a guy who made a mistake, learned from it, did the penance, and is a better person. And I remember as a kid, we used to kind of wink, wink. Like it was like a, you had to, I don't know. We spent a lot of time circumventing getting caught. So in my, teen years, you alluded, you got away with drinking underage or lying or this, that, and the other thing. Well, I'll tell you what. If it becomes a habit and a part of your character, you eventually do have to pay the piper. So, I don't know. I think getting back to my previous call, yeah, I think this is a big discussion. And I'm not so, I don't know if we have to go back to the 17th century and how we, deal with issues. But if you do want to go back to the 17th century, the first person hung at our county courthouse was James Monks. And he was on a bender. He was drunk. And he killed a guy that was coming into Center County from New Jersey, stole his horse. And he was actually hung. They tried to give him an out. He was hung because he covered up he wanted to cover up his evil doing, under the influence of alcohol. But yeah, it was interesting, so the county made he was a young father. He had two children, and they wrote his confession. His confession was printed up to 100 years later after the hanging. And that was a source of income to raise the family. I don't know. So the saying is, we, as a society, we've really changed, on the whole perspective of right and wrong and how to correct bad behavior. And I do kind of agree with your last caller. Yeah, we've privatized it, industrialized it, and made it into an investment opportunity. So...
All right.
I don't think that's the right approach.
Well, no. And, I mean, we've seen talk about corruption in the criminal justice system here in Pennsylvania over the years. We've seen we've seen children locked up because judge is like, hey, you give me some money. I'm going to send the kiddos your way to your facility. And it's like, well, so, I mean, yeah, there's, I mean, that's not disputable that there has been very real, very harmful, bad corruption of the system. And, yeah, there are so many different facets to it, and I do think we need a comprehensive look at it, because it's a combination of things. On one hand, we do have in some of these cities, right, we have violent offenders Boy, you got to promise me you're not gonna be bad again, are you? After doing all these violent acts, no, Judge, I won't be bad at all. You let me out, and the dude goes out and kills a white woman, presumably because she's white. Well, we need accountability there, like a meaning from the judge, not just the. You have somebody who was repeatedly violent. So that's the one end of it. And then we have, you know, I'll go all the way back to Ray Krikar. We had our buddy Ray Krohn, and he had a disease, and he smoked marijuana because it helped him with the disease. And he ended up getting thrown in prison. I forget now the jail term. It was excessive and ridiculous. So we've got to do a better job of locking up violent threats, one, and two, not locking up people who are not a threat to anybody anywhere. We've just got to do better. We've got to figure that out. Take a break here. You are listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Ryan Radke here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Join Mike Golic and me every Sunday for a marquee primetime NFL matchup. Scott Graham gets things started with a pregame show from the studio with exclusive player interviews and the latest league news. Then from the stadium, Mike and I bring you the exclusive play-by-play call of the action. Join us every week for Sunday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning, final segment of the show. We love hearing from you. Phone line is once again open at 814-954-7266.
All right, there's a call right there.
Chime in on, well, anything. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Scott and Jeff. This
Hello.
Is Chuck O'Connor.
How are you, Chuck O?
I'm doing marvelous this morning.
Excellent.
Hey, about the prison, there's 5,700 acres. How much is 5,700 acres compared to square miles? So, like, the borough of, say, College is 4.6 square miles. And that amount of the amount of square miles in 5,700 acres is like double that. It's about 9 square miles.
You hit it. Nine square miles. Yes.
Chuck, I am going to have to hold on. I need to break out my contract here. It specifically says in my contract, I do not have to do math on Tuesday mornings. I just want that to be clearly shown.
It's okay. We did it for
right
you.
Here.
It's 9 square miles.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Continue.
Go ahead, Chucko.
I had heard a piece about a small section that they sold off to make the state police barracks.
Right.
Did you hear anything about that?
Actually, I don't recall anything on that one.
Well, anyway, when they put in the state police barracks, they bought property from they sold off some property of the Rockview property, which is, you know, right close to that property line. But the company that bought it was from Connecticut, and they have to pay, you know, an exorbitant amount of money to rent that property where the state police barracks are. But back to the main issue, the government... All that property goes into a different branch of the Pennsylvania government, which is like the finance thing. So I don't know. It's up to it's up for the federal government to decide who they can sell the property to. I mean, not the federal government, the
state government. Yeah.
So I think they should do all of the above, including. You know, they should get a way to put in a nice facility, put in housing, use it for, you know, more land property. They could take some of that farmland and put massive amounts of solar power in there if they wanted to. You know, it's a kind of a conundrum what to do with all of that stuff. And that's all I have for today.
Okay.
But hear about the mathematician. The constipated mathematician.
The constipated mathematician. I did not hear about him.
He worked it out with a pencil. But I think it's up to a calculator now. And they changed the joke, you know, it was a slide rule and then it was a calculator. I don't know what it
Now it's AI.
You got to break. Yeah, I was going to say you got to work AI into that one.
Look out! Thanks
for your call.
As always, we appreciate the the call and the information, if not the visual.
Oh, for goodness' sake!
Phone line is once again open at 814-954-7266. A couple minutes remaining.
Got about a minute and a half or so. Tomorrow, one of the folks with the Penn State College Republicans is going to join us. That'll be interesting. Now, they've had a turnover of leadership, so we're going to have a new person tomorrow. Working on the Democrats, the thing there is their class schedules.
There you go.
We can't mess with their class schedules, so hopefully we'll get them.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk. We've got 1 minute left.
Go.
Good morning. I just listened to the previous caller about the Penn grounds. The last thing I would ever want to see happen to that ground is anything less than agricultural zoning. We have enough housing. Solar farms are a waste of time and energy, no pun intended. But in my mind, we need to keep it agricultural zoning. That would work.
I would argue on the housing part. We could use more affordable housing. We really could.
I'll agree on the solar panels. I would like to see at least part of it, for sure, left agricultural. I do think there may be some other uses. I am with you, though, on the solar panels. Let's not do that there.
All right, thanks for your call.
Appreciate the phone call. We are just flat out of time. We will have a brand new show. We're going to do our Wednesday edition of Let's Talk tomorrow.
Okay, fine.
And in the meantime, we hope you have a great Tuesday. Join us for the Goon and Ironhead show this afternoon.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports.